Morning. I don't know if they'll say it Thursday night. I'm not sure. It's after the Tynes, so I think this may be the last opportunity we have to be together as the whole high school before Purim. So I want to speak about Purim. At Shabbos, you see people, you nod and say good Shabbos. On Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, we give a nice handshake and we give a nice bracha to each other. Purim is very unusual. I see this, maybe it's your observation also. When you see another Jewish person, usually you lunge at them and give them a big hug. That's very, very common. I've seen that. I don't think it's unusual. I don't think it's only my observation, but the sentiment, the gesture, the feeling you have is to give a big hug and appreciate them next to you. Why is that? I want to talk about it just for a moment, very briefly. The Gemara emphasizes that we're very happy at Purim, not only the outcome and how we responded to a problem, but it takes a step back and we celebrate the whole overall picture. In other words, we're celebrating why things happened and how things happened afterwards, why we reacted to the and how the situation developed even in the first place. The Gemara says, why did the Jews of that generation deserve to be destroyed? The Gemara says that Daf Yud Beis and Megillah, they asked, why did they deserve to be destroyed? And based up, they want to go back to the core of the problem. Whatever the problem was, it got resolved. Klal Yisrael came together. Knosos Kol HaYehudim, there's Achdus, they davened together and they were able to resolve the problem. So we're celebrating not only that we survived, but the fact that we understand that there was a big problem. There was an issue that had to be resolved. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even the way he came about creating this resolution and the answer is something which we celebrate. We're happy that Esther got taken into the palace. Sounds crazy, because she got taken in by this guy and she got basically kidnapped. We're happy that Haman became who he was. How can we be happy about that? It's a tragedy. No, the truth is, we are now in perspective. The point of Purim is that Esther being brought into the palace was a good thing. Nahafahu, Asher Yishlu to Ayudim. We said Nahafahu, which we sing, it's for Pasuk in the Megillah, does not necessarily mean that things turned out okay. Kol Mai David Rachmano L'Tav Avi does not mean everything will be okay. It means that even what's going wrong is itself, because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants it to be like that, and that's in our best interest. It's a high level of amunah to believe that. We say it because we want to train ourselves to be ready, chas v'shalom, when if we ever have these challenges. But kol mai David rachmano tavi does not mean that things will be okay. It means things are okay, even what we see, and the setback in itself is already part of the solution. We don't understand how it is, but it's going to be. So Haman rising to power led him to his downfall. Had he not been brought to that point, Klal Yisrael would not have been driven to do tshuva, and they wouldn't have been able to overcome the problem, which was many years already in preparation. The problem was already there. Our problem wasn't Haman. That was part of the resolution already. We see in perspective now how that happened. Now, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a king, and we're his subjects, if that's the relationship, a melech, then we're in big trouble, because the melech cannot be mochel on his kavod. And it's much harder to do tshuva if we slight and insult the king. However, we're fortunate because B'ni B'chori Yisrael, that on Purim, and we know that even in the lowest moments, Klal Yisrael has the designation of being Banim. We are children to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's our father and we're his children. Now, a father could let it go. A father loves his son and will overlook certain things. And he'll do certain things for his son. His son won't always appreciate it and understand why it's in his best interest. But overall, this son is being treated well by his father, even when his father is maybe disciplining him. So let's just summarize. Purim, we are supposed to come to the Madrega where everything we see in perspective is for our best. And we're appreciative that we're banim. We're children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And because of that, we have a chance of surviving. Because we're celebrating the relationship is to a father, to a son. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. He cares about us. And even when he slaps us, so to say, it's because it's helping us go in the correct way. Nahavahu, even those things we seem setbacks, because our father is doing these things to us, we realize that it's not going to be good. It is good, and that's what leads to the solution. Therefore, when we see another Jewish person on Purim, it's so appropriate to grab him and embrace him and show such love and devotion, because it's another child. We're banim lamakom. And because we're banim, and because we have achdus, because we're part of the same family, that is itself the solution. That's the message of Purim. It's not something which we do on Purim, but it's, in fact, the Mishloach Manos and the Sudas, these opportunities of social interaction and connection is the natural follow-through of that is whenever you see someone, you don't say good yontif, you don't say good Shabbos and nod, or just wave at someone. You grab them and you embrace them and you appreciate what it means that Jewish people have such achdus. And that is the solution. That's the solution. That is actually the message of Purim. So let's appreciate Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people. We have each other. We need each other. We're banim lamakom. And as we embrace each other and we unite together, we could look forward to more Yeshuas and Nechamos with the Mashiach Yikene Bim Rav Yameinu Amen.